You're listening to That's the Tea with Alessandra G. It's the best kind of gossip on demand every week. Girl talk, no filter. Here's your sis, Alessandra G.
Hello, ladies, gentlemen, and humans around the world. Welcome back to That's the Tea with Alessandra G. I'm back to let you know that today we have a very special segment of Friday Features with the one and only Maisie Peters. That rhymed. Was it planned? I don't know, guys. That's for me to know and for you to find out. This podcast is kindly sponsored by DistroKid. Musicians, artists, collaborators, everybody, listen up. DistroKid is the music distribution service you've been looking for to get your music on platforms like Apple Music, Spotify, Tidal, and more for a very low annual price, and I even have a special code to get you an extra 7% off. On top of getting you on all of your favorite streaming platforms and even getting you verified on there, yes, an artist verification, they have all of these amazing tools that will definitely set you apart from other artists trying to get their name out there. You know those karaoke scroll style lyrics that you see all the time on Instagram? DistroKid will do that for you. They'll also get you into stores 10 to 20 times faster than any other distributor at a fraction of the price. So you're saving money and you're doing things faster. Use my code for 7% off your first year's membership cost. DistroKid.com/VIP/AlwaysAlessandra. Now, today we're chatting with singer-songwriter Maisie Peters, signed to Ed Sheeran's label Gingerbread Man Records, the cutest name in the world. She's gearing up to release her debut studio album, You Signed Up For This, on August 27th. And her latest single, Psycho, is a complete bop. We're chatting about having Ed Sheeran as her mentor, new music, and so much more. This is an exclusive segment of Friday Features.
Welcome to Friday Features. Get to know your favorite artists, influencers, and musicians exclusively on That's the Tea with Alessandra G.
Maisie Peters, how is it going today?
It is good. It's so good. How are you guys?
I am good. I'm just, you know, in New Jersey, in the U.S., trying to get over this COVID thing because I think we're seeing, you know, we're seeing the light at the end of the tunnel, and I'm ready to just be back to normal life completely. How are you feeling, though?
Yeah, I definitely agree with you there. I'm ready for some shows. I'm ready for some travel, dare I say it. Yeah, I would love that, but I'm good. London's pretty okay right now, so feels like summer is kind of sort of there.
Yeah, for sure. Can't be too bad living in London now, huh? But I do want to talk about your recently released single. You've been super busy. Brand new single that just was released July 2nd, Psycho. I'm obsessed with it. I've listened to it probably 20 times already. And I just think it's a great, catchy, kind of funny, cheeky song. So tell me a little bit about that track. How long have you been sitting on it and waiting to share it with your fans? And what inspired you to write this song? I feel like I have to know, we all know, but I'd love to hear it from you.
Oh, and that's the tea as well. Wow. So the song itself, we really haven't had that long. It was the last song we wrote for the album. And it was probably like April, maybe early April. And it was myself and Ed Sheeran and Steve Mack. And we all got together. I've written with both of them separately before, but we've never written together. And they're really good friends. And they're good friends of mine as well. So we all got together basically. And I had, you know, I've been talking to Ed before the session, just, you know, filling him in on my life and on goings on and what was happening, and told some stories. And then we were sort of talking about what we wanted to write about and how we wanted to sort of get those stories into song form. And we had this idea. I sort of brought some ideas in. I sort of like texted in some little like lines and lyrics that I'd thought of. And then we both sort of like, oh, like a song called Psycho could be fun. And then from there, I think we went into studio a few days afterwards, and the song was born very quickly in probably like half an hour. And it was so fun. Steve already had like the little sort of like synth line. So we sort of started on that, but it was so much fun. Yeah, the song is really my pop girl moment, but I'm so excited to play it live. I think it's going to be like literally the funnest thing in the entire world. I've said fun 5,000 times now, but yeah, essentially that is the story of Psycho.
Yeah, I mean, totally casual, you know, just texting Ed Sheeran, kind of vibing back and forth,
crazy,
collaborating.
Crazy times.
I know. So I got to know, how did you feel when you found out you were going to be signed to the Gingerbread Man Records label? Because Ed Sheeran, that's like a dream for anyone, especially obviously you're from England. He is also from the UK, grew up, did his thing, kind of just took off super quick. And now he's one of the biggest artists in the world and you're working side by side with him. So I need to know how you felt when, you know, you knew he was interested in mentoring you and having you come along and be a part of his label.
Yeah, it was amazing. I feel like it was sort of, we worked together for the first time a year ago. I went to Suffolk where he lives and it was really easy. And obviously the first 10 minutes were the most nerve-wracking 10 minutes of my life. But after that, it was super, just super easy. And he's very, so down to earth and so sweet and nice and funny. And it was, yeah, just like a really good time. And then we just sort of started speaking from then really about working together and how we could do that more and in a more sort of official way. And then, yeah, the Gingerbread thing sort of arose from that. It was very surreal. I still find it sort of surreal, especially because now I would really consider him a friend. So it's sort of very bizarre to then be like, oh, that's also like very, you know, globally successful and acclaimed Ed Sheeran, but that's also like just my friend. So it's really surreal and amazing.
For sure. And I love the collaboration between you guys. Like, I feel like I can hear his inspiration in some of your work, and we're getting the best of both of you guys right now. I feel like it's kind of like, I don't know how to explain it, but you know, June 25th, Bad Habits, and then we're gifted a week later with Psycho, and I'm just feeling that same energy, that same kind of vibe. I don't know. I think you guys are like such a dynamic team right now. So yeah, of course, I can't wait to hear, you know, the album coming out August 27th and everything else that you have coming up. But let's chat a little bit about that album. I know it's called You Signed Up For This. It's your debut album. So many people are looking forward to it. We've heard the singles. We only have so much anticipation left in us at this point. We're like, Maisie, drop this before we explode. At this point, you know, your fans are, they're dying, but in the best way possible, because once they are gifted your child, I always like to say that, I feel like a debut album is a child, they're going to love it. And it's such a beautiful moment. So what can you tease at all about this big release coming up? I know you've been working on it. And like I said, everyone's been waiting.
It's so true. Everyone has really been waiting. They're very patient. But no, what can I tease? I mean, so there's two more songs that I wrote with Ed on this album. There's one called Hollow and there's one called Boy. I don't even know if I said that online yet, so maybe that's exclusive. But we've got two songs, yeah, one called Hollow and one called Boy, and I love both of them. Psycho and Hollow and Boy together make this, like, really hilarious trifecta, I think. Like, but Hollow is, like, a really special song to me. It's the first song we wrote together, I think, myself and Ed, and also it was our good friend Joe Rubel and Johnny McDade. And it's, like, a really special song to me. It's the first one we did together, and I think it sort of became like a big pillar of like the album and of our relationship as well. And we both love that song. And it reminds me of sort of like old school Ed Sheeran. So as a fan and also as a writer, it's really cool that that song's on my album. And as I said, like, we wrote all of the songs together. I wrote all of this album. I wrote every single song with various friends of mine, but I was very heavily involved in all of it. So it does really feel like a piece of me. I always say to people, if you cut me, I would bleed MP1.
That's so cool. Well, yeah, I kind of figured you would write everything on it just because you are also like a songwriting genius, just like he is. I figured you would write it all. I mean, I know you did that whole soundtrack for that TV show Trying. So this has got to be a lot more of you and obviously your story. I am very pumped that you shared those little teasers with me and everybody listening, because I know those little hints, they add so much. Yeah, they do. So obviously you've collaborated with some big, big names in this industry, JP Sachs, James Bay. You've been praised by huge artists like Sam Smith. You're working with Ed Sheeran. Who else are you trying to work with in the future? Because, you know, I know you love songwriting, and obviously you're a great singer as well. So is there someone that you'd like to sit down with and just kind of write and have a session with, or someone you're like, I'd love to do kind of like a duet type thing? What's the deal there?
Oh my goodness, so many people. I mean, I'm the biggest Taylor Swift fan, so I have to say Taylor, but I don't even know. I think I'd be too scared to write with her. I'd be too in awe. I wouldn't be able to say anything. But I would love, I'd love to meet her and bow down at her presence. But I mean, there's so many people. I love Sara Bareilles. I grew up on her music, and I think she's such an inspiration, and Kacey Musgraves as well. I love both of those women, and I just think they're so inspiring and so cool and such sort of so at the forefront of their craft. And I just think they're really super impressive. So those two as well.
Yeah, those are some great choices right there. Obviously, Taylor Swift is a dream for everyone, but you know, her and Ed are close, so you gotta squeeze in there.
It's true. I'm gonna steal his phone and text her secretly.
Yes, you have to, and be like, "Have you ever heard of?" Just kidding. Yeah. She already knows you. We should all get in a session together. And he's like, "Who sent this?"
And you're like, "I don't know, not me. Could never be me."
So you got to do that. Casey is another queen. While you're about to drop your album, when you collaborate with her, can you nudge her and tell her to drop something too?
Yes, because absolutely can do that.
Because you know everyone's waiting, but at least you have a date. I'm like, Casey, girl, I've been in a drought.
I feel that.
Maybe you and Casey can do a collaboration that'll break us out of this drought. What do you think?
Oh my God, I would love that. I'm obsessed with Casey. I literally think she's underrated. She's won a Grammy, so maybe she's not underrated, but I love her. I think her albums are some of my favorite albums ever. So I would love nothing more than this.
Me too. Oh my God. That would be awesome. So those are some great collaboration ideas. You know, speaking of this huge year that you've had, I know we keep talking about Ed and everything that's been going on, but 2021 has been big for you and we're barely halfway through it. So you were on James Corden. I need to know because I know you posted a bit about it on your Instagram and you were like, this is freaking crazy and I'm still not over it. It seems like a dream and everything of the sort. So what was that experience like?
James Corden was so surreal. It was so cool. Obviously, I'm like James Corden's such a household name over here. So it was really amazing to get to like speak to him. And I did the interview back at my parents' house. At the time, I was really trying to pass my driving test. So he gave me like driving, like parking pointers on how to parallel park. And luckily, I didn't have to parallel park in my driving test. But if I did, I would have used his tips. And that would have been a very iconic moment. But yeah, also working with James Bay was really one of the highlights of my career or, you know, my creative life thus far. Like, he's truly the most talented, sweet, lovely person. And I've been such a fan of his for so long. And I never even dreamed we'd get to collaborate, let alone sort of become friends. And he was so supportive and making Funeral with him was just so much fun. And from the off, it was just amazing.
Yeah, for sure. Well, I saw you pass your driver's test. So congratulations
Thank
on
you.
That. And I wish I had those parallel parking tips when I did mine, because let me tell you, they made me do it and it was a disaster. So when I did watch your interview with him, I was like, where was he? I don't even know how many years ago that was, but where the hell was he back then when I was trying to parallel park and it was pouring and it was a mess. But I'm glad you didn't have to do that. James Bay, though, what a big, big name. And again, loved that collaboration. Funeral, like you said, it's a masterpiece. You and him, both songwriting geniuses. We got to just keep getting you in with these people because I feel like you got to collaborate with every single person that's, you know, in this tier.
I mean, I love collaborating with people. I think it's so fun. You know, I've worked with James and JP and Ed, and they're all so, and Ashley Griff and Bez Denks. I forgot about those on soundtrack as well. And I think it's so cool getting to work with other artists because we spend so much time sort of working on our own projects. So I would love to. Anyone that wants to collaborate, hit me up. I'm always down.
Okay. At Casey Musgraves, everybody, yeah. Come on now. We got to set this up. Maybe Ed's got some connects. I'm sure he does. We're in this drought. And Maisie, I think you can get us out of it. So you have a huge fan base, which I want to talk about because they are so passionate. They love all of your posts on social media. Obviously, they stream so quickly. Like the numbers after you have one release blow me away every single time. And I'm like, this was released like a week ago. And there's already millions of people jumping on this track and loving it and sharing it and covering it and everything in between. Where do you like to connect with them most when it comes to social media?
Oh, that's so fun. I love Twitter. I'm such a tweeter. I think it's like my safe space. And I've been on there since I was so young. But I really love I love TikTok. It's so fun these days. And people do such funny shit on TikTok. I think it's like literally the funniest place in the world. But I love anywhere, honestly. I think they're all so funny and creative. And it's every time I release something, the stuff they do is so great that I'm sort of just always there for it.
I know you used to do like your own songs on YouTube and covers and stuff. Do you ever find yourself looking up covers of, you know, your music and seeing what people are doing, whether it's like instrumentals or singing?
Yeah, all the time. I always look at when I release stuff, you know, I'll look up covers and watch people doing them. And the other day I saw on Twitter, this girl like sang Psycho, but she changed some of the lyrics and it was so good. It was so good.
I know, they're so creative, right? And like you said, TikTok too, like they will make the craziest trends out of like your music, anyone's music, or change like the lyrics, like you said, or make a montage of like their ex-boyfriend. And I'm like, these people are crazy and I'm here for really, it. Like, I love it. Crazy. So my last question is, obviously you've done so much stuff in 2021 already, huge accomplishments. I feel like it can only go up from here and I don't even know where to go because I'm looking at everything you've done and I'm like, you're 21 years old. What's next? What's happening? Because I feel like you might just blow up the world in the best way possible with your music and everything that you're doing. I don't know. I don't think people are ready. So when it comes to the rest of this year, what are your goals? Can people look forward to like a tour, any mini performances? What's going to happen, you know, from here until December and 2022?
Yeah, I mean, the album's obviously coming out this summer, which is so exciting. I could not be more excited for that. And then hopefully some shows, we'll see. I don't want to reveal too much, but next year, loads of shows. I'm planning, I'm scheming. I can't reveal too much, but it's going to be really wild. I'm so excited. I could literally die of excitement. But yeah, I think this year, next year, great year to be a Maisie Peters fan.
Okay, so you guys heard it here. Possibly some performances this year. Definitely some next year, Maisie. Do not forget New York.
My favorite place. I would never. I love New York.
Okay, great. All of the information and tea from Maisie about Psycho and the rest of 2021. Her album comes out August 27th, so hop on that and make sure to pre-save and all of that when it's available. Maisie, any final comments for your fans? Any shout-outs you want to give?
This has been so fun. Thank you so much for having me. That's the tea. It was a great tea. and yeah, I love New York. I can't wait to come back as soon as possible. I'm obsessed with New York. It's my favorite place.
Thank you so much for tuning into another episode of That's the Tea with Alessandra G. Huge shout out and thank you again to Maisie Peters for joining us. Be sure to follow her on socials and stay tuned for that album coming out on August 27th. That's it for today, guys. I hope you're having a great summer. If you're wondering what I'm up to and what I'm watching these days and all of that, give me a follow on socials too, and you'll see it all. And remember, one final and very important message. Stay safe out there, friends, and wash your damn hands.